It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, I'm so glad to see you. Remember yesterday when I said goodbye, I'll see you tomorrow? T for tomorrow? Well, it's T for today now. Yeah, and one of my little friends yesterday, playing with one of these things, got a finger caught in there. Mm-hmm. And it really pinched. So, we're going to be careful when we use something like this. If a grown-up should give you one to use to make letters with, careful of those hinges, okay? Ruler. One shoe. One sneaker. Another shoe. Another sneaker. Now I'm ready to show you what's in this case. It's not very heavy. No. There are things in here that you put on your hands. Mm-hmm. Could you guess what they might be? Sometimes to make your hands look fancy. Sometimes to make your hands feel warm. Mittens and gloves, all different kinds. I borrowed these, yeah, from different people so I could show you all kinds of different ones. Well, since I did borrow them, I think maybe I should wash my hands before I put them on, because they don't all belong to me. So I'll just go into the bathroom and wash my hands. Want to come along? We'll wash our hands together, okay? Soap. Water and soap and rubbing. Makes bubbles. Do you ever watch the water go out of the drain? Why don't we watch it together? I'll put some more in. Some of the bubbles are still there from the soap. watch it go down. There go the water and the bubbles. Down that tiny drain. There. Pull down. That sink has a drain. The toilet has a drain. And here's a bathtub. Peek-a-boo. Yep, the bathtub has a drain, too. Mm-hmm. You want to see it? It's a small drain, too. Here it is. Just a round one. There. About that big. And this is the thing up here that lets the water go out. Or holds it in. That's what these things are for, to hold the water in. Yeah, so you can wash yourself. And then when it's time for the water to go out, flick the drain and down goes the water. And just the water and the bubbles go down. Oh yes, you can see it's much too small for anything else to go down. No person could ever go down the drain. Not a boy or a girl, or a man or a lady, not even a baby could go down the drain. You certainly couldn't. You can never go down, can never go down, can never go down the drain. You can never go down, can never go down, can never go down the drain. You're bigger than the water, you're bigger than the soap. You're much bigger than all the bubbles and bigger than your telescope. So you see, you can never go down, can never go down, can never go down the drain. You can never go down, can never go down, can never go down the drain. The rain may go down, but you can't go down. You're bigger than any bathroom drain. You can never go down, can never go down. You can never go down the drain. No, certainly can't. Bathtub, toilet, sink drains. No bathroom drains. Well, my hands are all set now, all clean. Let's go try on the gloves and the mittens. Okay, come along. Now for the gloves. Here's a warm pair. See, gloves have fingers. Mm-hmm. Places for each finger individually. I'd like you to see the inside of these. Furry inside. Chef Brockett loaned me those. I'll take them back to him later. Here's a pair I borrowed from a plumber. They're rubber. Rubber gloves. Plumbers can put their hands in water and all kinds of mud and gook. Good for that. Here's a lady's pair of rubber gloves. Don't know whether I can get... Almost got it in. Mm-hmm. Do you know anybody who wears gloves like that for washing dishes or something? There's a pair of little mittens. And mittens don't have individual places for the fingers. Just put your whole hand in the mitten. And when this string goes around the neck, that holds it right in, into the coat. Mm-hmm. And some people think that mittens are just for little people. Well, no. Grown-ups wear mittens, too. Sure, they're out in the snow and sledding, just keeping their hands warm. There's a pair of grown-up mittens. Hello. But you wouldn't wear mittens if you were going to drive a car. No, because you need all of your fingers free to hold on to the steering wheel. Here's some men's gloves, and they've got a snap. Right there's a snap. You know why it's called snap? Because it does snap. Listen. Hear the snap? And that's what closes it. Snap, close, and snap, open. Here's some ladies' fancy gloves. I can't get into them. Sometimes you like to put on grown-up people's gloves and pretend. Mm-hmm. Pretend that you're a grown-up. That's one very good thing about pretending, just to see how it feels. Sure, see how it feels to be a grown-up. And here are some fancy gloves. I borrowed these from Officer Clemens. He was off duty today. He said he would be glad to loan them to me. Now, aren't they fancy gloves? Yep. Purple gloves for an officer of the law. I'll give them back to him later, too. He sometimes visits make-believe. Kind of fun to put them on and pretend you were an officer. Yeah. And since he visits make-believe, maybe we could visit make-believe, too. Let's just take a look and see if it's time for the trolley, okay? Somebody at the door. Let's go see who it is. Why, it's Officer Clemens himself. We were just talking about you.
Hello.
Hi, come on in.
How are you?
I'm glad to see you. Fine.
Well, as a matter of fact, I just stopped by to pick up my gloves.
Aren't you off duty?
Well, no, I received a call from the neighborhood of make-believe, and I've got to hurry over there and see what they want.
Oh, gee. Well, we really enjoyed looking at them. They even fit me.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well,
you've got purple ones.
Yeah, they fit me just right.
Yeah. There's a pair of purple gloves for you.
I've got a couple pairs so that I can change, you know.
Oh, good. Well, there they are, and I wonder what they want with you in make-believe.
Well, I don't know, but, you know, as you always say, the only way to find out is to go and see.
The only way to find out is to go and see. Good for you. How would you sing that?
You've got
such a beautiful voice. How would you just sing that if you were going to say it?
I'd sing, you've got to go on to see.
Great. Thank you very much for loaning me the gloves.
You're welcome. I shall be seeing you.
Yeah, come back when you can stay longer, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He's got to go and see. That beautiful voice of his. Oh, boy. Well, we too can go and see what might be in make-believe. Can you see Daniel's clock yet? Into the neighborhood of make-believe. There it is, Daniel's clock, ticking and talking. And the frog's pond. And Lady Elaine's museum. X's tree. Henrietta's house. There's the factory. Nothing looks out of order to me. I wonder why they want Officer Clemens. Oh, there's the trolley. We'll ask the trolley when it comes. Hello there, trolley. How are you? Good. Officer Clemens is about to come to the neighborhood of make-believe. Do you know why? You don't. Neither do I. Well, we'll just go and see. Okay, will you take us, please, to the neighborhood of make-believe?
How big is that door?
That's 9, baby.
9. If you write that down. Now, what about that balcony up there? You know, Sarah's
balcony. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a good. That's exactly 7.
7.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Oh, put it away.
Lady Fairchild and Handyman Negri, I presume.
Well, yes, how did you guess it, you clever man?
What are you doing? Measuring some presents?
You might say so, sir, in a way.
Well, I hope it's not a big one, because the gifts are poking out every door and window, and the whole backyard is piled high.
It's big, all right, dear, but you'll love it.
You mean it's from you, Fairchild?
It's from this handyman and me. But that's all I'm going to tell you. You'll love it, but not till you get it.
What will it be?
In 2 days.
In 2 days,
Lady Sure, dear, Elaine. I work fast.
Well, I'll believe it when I see it, Lady Elaine.
Have either of you two handy people seen Officer Clemens?
No, sire. Are you expecting him?
Yes, I am. In 6 1/4 seconds.
Give him my best, dear, and tell him to come over to the museum someday. I've got to get back to work.
No foolishness, Lady Elaine.
Foolishness is far from my mind, dear. Just a glorious surprise for you. A formula I found in the museum. See you later, handyman.
Lady Elaine, are you sure about the 2 days?
Yeah, I'm sure about everything, every day.
Yes.
Oh, King Friday, yes. It will be quite a surprise for you and Sarah Saturday.
Just so Lady Elaine doesn't turn me upside down with that boomerang of hers.
Oh, no, sir. Nothing like that at all, sir.
Nothing like that.
No,
that's
sir.
Good. Oh, just on time, Officer Clemens.
At your service, Your Majesty.
Yes, I have decided to issue the invitation to the wedding by your office, Officer Clemens.
I'd be honored, sir.
Have your police department notify everyone in the world that everyone is invited to the wedding of King Friday the 13th and Queen Sarah Friday Saturday.
Very good, sir. Shall I do that right away?
Yes, but there are 2 rules for coming to the wedding.
Oh?
Yes, and they are the following. Everyone must take a bath, and everyone must wear a pair of purple gloves.
Take a bath and wear purple gloves, sir?
Yes, purple gloves, just like Officer Clemens' gloves.
Oh, take a bath and wear a pair of purple gloves just like mine.
That's correct. You may now tell the world.
Yes, sir.
Goodbye, Officer Clemens.
Farewell, Officer. You and Fairchild aren't the only ones with surprises.
Well, that is quite a surprise, sir.
Yes, sir. Do you have purple gloves yourself?
No, I'll have to find some purple gloves, sir.
Yes, they should look very good on you, handyman.
Oh,
and don't forget the bath.
Oh, well, I always take a bath, sir. I try to, especially for weddings.
Yeah.
You know, once upon a time when I was a little boy, I used to be afraid of the bathtub for a while.
Afraid of the bathtub?
Yes, sir. I was afraid when the water started to go down, sir.
Oh, afraid you might go with it?
Yes, sir. But I'm not afraid anymore, sir.
Yes, well, you found out that you were too big to go down.
Exactly, sir.
Yes, of course you are. Even babies are too big to go down the drain. Well, farewell, handyman.
Farewell, King Freddy.
Farewell.
Oh, hello, Henrietta.
Meow.
How are you?
Meow, you fine, meow.
Have you heard the news about the wedding?
Meow, meow. Meow, meow, already making meow, meow.
Oh, you're already making your purple gloves?
Meow.
Oh, you sure are a fast worker, Henrietta.
Meow, meow, meow.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi, excellent.
Hi. What do you think of King Friday's rule?
It sure is a surprise, isn't it?
I'll say it is. Taking a bath is easy, but I haven't got any gloves.
Meow, meow, make you some, meow.
You will? Hey, you're a nifty-galifty neighbor you are, Henrietta.
Meow, meow, you too.
Well, Officer Clemens has certainly told everyone around here.
Meow, 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 at Grandpere's, meow.
Oh, yes, there he is, Henrietta. I wonder how Grandpere's going to take the news.
Yeah, I wonder.
J'aime prendre un bain. I like to take baths, Officer Clemens. J'aime prendre un bain. J'aime prendre un bain, car j'adore l'eau chaude et le savon. That means hot water and soap. J'aime prendre un bain, j'aime prendre un bain. Car j'adore l'eau chaude et le savon. You like hot water and soap?
Oh, yes. You sang that very nicely, too.
Oh, merci. You like to take a bath?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm. In fact, I often sing when I take a bath.
Oh, you sing when you take a bath?
Yes.
What is it that you sing?
I'm taking a bath, I'm taking a bath. Yes, I like to bathe in the bathtub. I'm taking a bath, I'm taking a bath. Yes, I love to bathe in the bathtub.
Oh, très bien, vous avez une belle voix, monsieur.
Merci.
Très, très bien. No wonder you like to sing in the bathtub. You have such a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, merci à vous.
And now, grand-père,
oui?
What about your purple gloves?
Oh, oui, des gants pourpres.
Oui.
You want me to have some purple gloves for the wedding festivities?
That's what King Friday told me to tell everyone.
Aha. Alors, voulez-vous demander à la machine pour des gants pourpres pour moi?
Ah, mais
s'il
oui.
S'il vous plaît. Mm.
La machine, des gants pourpres, s'il vous plaît.
Des gants pourpres.
Oh.
Voilà.
Look. Look.
Aha, des gants. That
oui.
means gloves in French. Gants. Alors, but it looks like a big box for gloves for
it
me.
It is kind of big.
Yeah, regardez.
Mm. Oh, grand-père. I think they're a little big.
Oh, they are your size, n'est-ce pas?
Perfect.
La machine thought it was for you.
Yes.
Aha, but you may keep them. And
oh.
Voulez-vous demander à la machine des gants pourpres pour grand-père?
That I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
La machine, des gants pourpres pour grand-père, s'il vous plaît. There they are.
Ah, pour grand-père, oui.
That looks like your right size.
N'est-ce pas? Good
oh,
things come
look.
In little boxes. Oh, oui. Perfect.
Yes.
Would you help me on with them, please?
Yes. Would you like to stretch out your paw there?
Merci.
There we are.
Oh.
That's one. Oh, it looks so nice with your green coat.
Oh, merci.
And this one?
Vous avez des gants pourpres aussi.
Yes, they go together with yours.
Mm.
There you are.
Oh.
If it's snugly?
Très, très bien.
They look good, too.
Oh, merci, merci. Vous êtes tellement gentil, monsieur.
Ouais, merci.
Je vous en prie.
Well, I see now, grand-père, that it's time that I be getting back to my neighborhood.
Oh, votre voisinage.
Voisinage, oui.
Voisinage means neighborhood.
Mm. And thank you for the extra pair of gloves.
Oh, je vous en prie. Merci, machine.
Merci, and au revoir.
Au revoir to you, Officer Clements. Au revoir. There's trolley. A bath and purple gloves. Now, is that something that King Friday just made up, right like that? He said, Lady Elaine and Handyman Negri aren't the only ones with surprises around here. Well, a bath we can take. But what about purple gloves? No, I don't know many people with purple gloves. Do you? I did like the way Officer Clements sang that taking a bath song. I bet that's what he sometimes sings in the bathtub. Do you ever sing in the bathtub? I sometimes do. Mm-hmm. I like the feel of the water and the soap and all. In fact, I'd like to know how to sing that song that he sings. Do you remember any of it? I'm taking a bath, I'm taking a bath. Yes, I love to bathe in the bathtub. Is that what he said? I'm taking a bath, I'm taking a bath.
Yes, I love, yes, I love, yes, I love to bathe in the bathtub. That's what he did. Yeah. It's a good song for bathing, isn't it? Oh, there's somebody at the door. Let's see who it is. Why, it's Officer Clemens again. Hi, Officer
Clemens.
Hello,
Mr. Rogers. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Have you heard the news yet?
I saw you in make-believe. But what about this bath and purple gloves?
Well, have you got any?
No, I don't.
You haven't? Why don't I loan you mine, then?
Well, I know they're for your work. But I was wondering, maybe we could use make-believe purple gloves. What do you think?
That's a great idea. Make-believe purple gloves for a make-believe wedding.
Yeah, in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Well, I don't see why not.
You've got a big job to tell everybody in the world about it.
I sure do. In fact, I better be on my way, but I wanted to stop by and tell you first.
Thanks, Officer Clemens.
You're welcome. I'll see you then.
All righty. Bye-bye. Good luck to you. To tell everyone in the world. But Officer Clemens is up to that big job. Sure, he's a big man. Make-believe purple gloves. Suppose we just put them on, okay? You make believe you've got some. And just pretend that you're putting the gloves on your hand, like that, okay? And one on this hand. And show them to me. Good. We've got make believe purple gloves on together. Now let's just take them off. I'll put them in with my other gloves. I'll take these back to the people from whom I borrowed them. Take off my shoes because it's almost time to go for another day. You know when I'll be seeing you. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special one. By just your being you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
Mm-hmm.